Okay, one, probably the most steering part of the Yom Neroyim davening is the tefillah of Nesana Taikev. And the reason for this is twofold. Number one, the words themselves are very moving. And secondly, because there's a famous story that is connected to the author of this tefillah, Nesana Taikev Kedushas Hayom. So first, let's go through the story, and then we'll go through the tefillah itself and elaborate on certain points. Okay, so this tefillah was written in the time of the Rishonim, or approximately 1,000 years ago. It was written by Rav Amnon of Mainz, and we'd say it during Musaf. And the story behind it is that the Bishop of Mainz insisted that his friend and advisor of Amnon convert to Christianity. So in order to buy time, Rav Amnon asked his friend, the bishop, for 3 days. He wants to
think about
this question. And then when he came home, he was upset at himself, because he, of course, in his mind, he would never convert to Christianity. So he was upset at himself. How could I even give the impression that I was considering to betray a Kaddish Baruch Hu by saying that I want to think about it for 3 days? So those 3 days, he fasted and he davened to Hashem that he should be forgiven for his Avera, and he didn't go back to the bishop. So the bishop sent his people, and they said they forced him to come. And the bishop demanded that Rav Amnon give him an answer: are you going to convert to Christianity or not? And Rav Amnon said, "No, I'm not." And my tongue said that I would even think of such a thing should be cut out. So the bishop said, it doesn't say, apparently, I don't think he said, he cut it out. But instead, he said, it's not what you said, but what you did wrong is that your legs did not come. You promised you're going to come back after 3 days and give me an answer, and you didn't come. Your legs should be chopped off. And then the same for your hands. And he did it, you know, piece by piece. He didn't do it all in one shot. And every time after each amputation, he asked him, will you convert now or you want to suffer more? Each time he refused. And at the end, when he was like a cripple and mutilated and on the verge of dying from all this suffering, he sent him home together with his amputated parts. And this was a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Amnon asked that he should be carried to the Aron HaKodesh in the shul. And before the congregation recited Kedusha in the Musaf Shemayna Esrei, he asked that he wants to sanctify Hashem's name in the shul, just as he had done in the bishop's palace. And at that point, he recited the Nesana Taikev, and then he died. Many of the words of the Nesana Taikev are taken from Psukim in the Tanakh, and he wove it into this unbelievable tefillah. 3 days later, after he died, he appeared in a dream to a great Kabbalistic Talmud Chacham in the city of Mainz. His name was Rav Kloinemus ben Meshulam, and in his dream he taught him the text of the Nesana Taikev, and he asked him that he should send it out to all parts of Klal Yisrael, all over the world, that they should put this tefillah into their tefillos of the Yom Neroyim. We say it both days, Rosh Hashanah, and also on Yom Kippur. And his wish was carried out, and this tefillah became an integral part of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur tefillos. This all of this is brought down in the Or Zarua, who also was a Rishon, and he brings this whole thing down. Now, there is a sefer called Kore Hadoiris from Rab David Konporty, and he adds something, and this is not found, all this story that we said till now is found in almost every machzer that you have. In English, in Hebrew, in Yiddish, it'll tell over the story. But what I'm going to tell you now, I don't think is found. And what this sefer says is that after Rav Amnon finished this tefillah of Nisan HaTaykev, and he said it, he disappeared. And the people didn't see him, because the Malachim took Rav Amnon up to the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem, and they told him, you are prepared for Olam Abba, and you will be in the group of Haruge Malchus with Rabbi Kiva and his friends. So now he joined, it seems, the Asora Haruge Malchus, which also on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, both days, we have a special tefillah in our davening to remember the 10 people, the 10 big tzaddikim who were killed. And Rav Amnon, because he sanctified Hashem in such an unbelievable way, he was zocha to be together with Rabbi Kiva and his group, the Asora Haruge Malchus, who are in the highest spheres in Olam Haba. So that's the background of the story. So when you say this tefillah and you think of the story behind it, so that itself gives you a big hisoris of how important this tefillah is. Now let us, I'm going to run through the tefillah quickly, just translate it, so we know what we're talking about, and then we will say some points, various points about the tefillah itself. So it goes as follows. Unisane tokev kedushas hayom. Let us give strength to the holiness of this day, ki hu noiru v'yoyim, because today, Rosh Hashanah, is a awesome and frightening day. Uvo, and in this day, Rosh Hashanah, sinase malchusecha, your kingdom, Hashem, will become uplifted. V'kon b'chesed kisecha, and your throne will be established with chesed. V'seishev elav be'emes, and you will sit on it in truth. Emes, it is true, ki ata hu dayan amachiyach, you are the judge, and you are the one who proves things, v'yodea, you know everything that's going on, v'aid, and you are a witness, v'chosev, and you write, v'chosem, you seal, v'sofer, you count, umone, and you calculate, the siskor kol anishkachos, and you remember everything that's forgotten. The siftach hasefer hazichroinus, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Din, you open up all the books of the chronicles, like the history of what went through this past year. Umeelov yikare, and these history books of each person's actions through the year, read by themselves. The choysim yad kol adam boy, and the signature of each person is there. Every night when we go to sleep, it says the neshama goes up and it writes down what happened that day. So we ourselves sign it. Uve shayfer gadol yataka, a big shayfer blows, but the coiled mama daki yishama, very faint and thin sound is heard. The Meforshim explained that Hashem appeared to Eliyahu, and it says he appeared to him in three ways. First, in a powerful wind, then a very loud noise, and then a fire. And Hashem was not in any of those three. And after that, it says in the Navi, in Malachim, it says that there was a very thin sound, and that's where Hashem was. So this is what we're saying here as well. Hashem is not in the noise and thunder. He's in a very thin voice. You could hear that called Mama Daka. Umalachim yechafez, and the malachim are running around quickly. V'chil urada yechazen, trembling and terror grabs them. V'yomru, and the malachim, the angels say, Hinei yom hadin, Today is the day of judgment. Lifkoid al tzva morim b'din, to pass judgment. It seems that even the angels, because this is a, they also, this is speaking about tzva morim, the heaven, not just earth. They also, Hashem, it seems, judges them. Hashem uses din, we will not merit. We need the chesed of Hashem. We're praying for Hashem for his chesed. Because in din, no one will be able to pass the strict judgment of Hashem. The chol boy oilam yavrun lefanecha, all peoples in the world. Because not only is this a judgment on the Jews, but it's on every country in the world. They pass through kivnei moron. They pass through like members of a flock. When you give meiser behema, every tenth animal in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was given as a korban to Hashem. So the animals went through a passageway where only one animal could go at a time. And then the tenth one was marked with a stripe that this is the one that's going to be the korban. So we too, we go through. Hashem judges every person like a member of a flock that's going through one by one. Kivakoras roya edra, like a shepherd who's pasturing his flock. Mavir tzonei tacha shifte, and he lets the tzon pass under his stick. Cain, so too, Tavir, you're going to make everyone come through. Vesispar, you're going to count. Vesimne, you're going to calculate. Vesifko, nefesh kol choy, and you're going to consider the soul of every living thing. Vesachtech kitzva l'chol b'yosecha, you're going to set a amount, a fixed need of every creation. This person needs this, and the other person needs that. The sichtoi v'skizar dinam, and you are going to write down what is their verdict. When is this written? B'Rosh Hashanah yikaseifun. It's written on Rosh Hashanah. U'v'yoyim tzoyim kippur yechaseimun. It's sealed on Yom Kippur. And what is written and what is sealed? Kama yavrun. How many will pass the world, leave the world? V'kama yibareyun. How many will be born? Mi yichyeh, who will live, chas v'shalom, and mi yomis, and who will not live. Mi bekitzoi, who will live his regular life. When he came down in this world, he was given a certain amount. But chas v'shalom, some people don't last that long because they did averis. Mi loy bekitzoi, who is going to leave the world before they were supposed to. How will they leave the world? Miba maim, some could drown chas v'shalom in water. Miba eish, in a fire. Miba cherev, in a sword. Miba chaya, from a wild animal. Miba rov, through hunger. Miba tzoma, through thirst. Miba rash, by a storm. Miba magefa, a plague. Miba chanika, choking. Miba skila, stoning. And even if a person lives, how will they live? Quality of life. Miba nuach, who will rest peacefully, umi yanua, and who will be moving around. Mi yishakeit, who will have a quiet year. Umi yitarev, and who will suffer. Mi yishalev, who will enjoy tranquility. Umi yisyasur, who will have suffering. Mi yani, who will be poor. Mi yasher, who will be rich. Mi yishafel, who will be degraded. Umi yorum, and who will be uplifted. So that's what the Gzar Din is all about. So these words are very frightening. But we end off that a person can change the Gzar Din. He has 10 days, Aseres Tzmei Tshuva, to change it. Why? Useshuva, Utzvila, Utztaka, Mavirin Esroya Gzera. Tshuva, Tzvila, and Staka, to return to Hashem, to become better. Utzvila, davening, and Staka, charity, that can remove the evil of the decree. Now it's interesting, in all machzorim, if you look at the words tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, above them there are three other words. On top of the word tshuva is a small word tzom, fasting. On top of the word tefillah is a small word kol, a loud voice. And on top of tzedakah is the word mamon, money. So it fits in because part of tshuva is fasting. When we have a fast day, the main thing is not to fast. The main thing is to do tshuva. But they're related. The fasting, you say, why am I fasting? And that gets you to do tshuva. And tefillah, you should daven with a koil, with a sound. Utztaka, how do you give tztaka? Mammon, with money. It's interesting that the gematria, the numerical value of these three words are the same. 136. Exactly, each word. Mama, tzom, is it tzadik vav mem? 90 and 40 is 130, and vav is 136. Kol, kuf is 100, lamed is 30, vav is 6, 136. Mamo, 2 times 40 is 80, nun is 50 is 130, vav is 136. And in other words, this is al shloisha dvar mo'olam oimed, al ha-toira, val avoda, val gemilas chasadim. So Torah is equal to tshuva. Why? Because without Torah, you don't know how to do it. I want to become better. If you don't know what the halacha is, then you can't come better. You want to improve. I want to do Shabbos better. But if you don't know what's permitted on Shabbos and what's prohibited, so how can you do it better? So you have to learn, and that helps you to do tshuva. Tefillah is, that's avodah. Today we don't have a base of Migdash, so what we have instead of a korban, we have davening. And staka, that's gemilas chasadim, that's part of kindness. So the world is on three things: Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim, tshuva, tefillah, and staka. Now it says by Aaron in the Kodesh HaKodashim, bizos yovoy Aaron el HaKodesh. Aaron came into he went into the holiest place in the Beis HaMikdash with Zos, with this. The numerical value of Zos, Zion, Aleph, Tav, is 408. If you multiply 136 by 3, it's 408. Aaron went into the Holy of Holies with Tshuva, Tfilah, Tzaka, Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, Tzom, Kol, Mamen. Each one's 136 times 3, three things. Torah, Avodah, Masadim is 408. That's Bezos. Zion is 7. Aleph is 1 is 8. And Tuf is 400. 408 is 3 times 136. Okay. And then we say, and this I'm going to tell you how they explain this. Ki kishimcha came to the your name is your praise. What's your name? Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is chesed. You know what we just said how Hashem can do din, all very scary ways. But what is your praise, Hashem, that you don't just go with the din, you go with the shame, havaya, yudke Vavke, that is rachamim, mercy. Kasha lichos, you don't get angry quickly. Vinoach lirtzos, and you are easy to appease. If a person sincerely does tshuva, Hashem accepts it. I'm not going to do the gzar din that I wanted to do on you. You're doing tshuva, I accept it. Kilo sachboitz b'mois hameis, because you, Hashem, you don't want the person to die. Kiyim yishuvoi medarka v'choya, you want him to return and live. Va'ad yoy moisei techakaloi, until the day that he was supposed to die, you wait. Im Yoshev, if he'll return, if he'll repent, miyad tekabloi, immediately you will accept him. Emes, it's true, kiatu yitzram, you created man. Viatu yedeya yitzram, you know their yetzer hara. Kihem basar v'dam, their flesh and blood. Adam yisoydei may offer, man's origination is from earth. V'soifei, his end, is la'afor. B'nafsha yavi lachmai, he gets his bread by risking his life. People go to dangerous places, and chas v'shalom, something happens. He risks his life, but he has to make a parnasa. Mashal, what is a human being compared to? Kecheres hanishbor, like a broken shard of pottery. Kechotzer yavesh, like a grass that's withered. Uchitzitz noiva, like a flower that's fading. Ketzel oiver, like a shade that is passing. Ke'onan kola, like a cloud that is breaking up. Ucharuach noishaves, like a blowing wind. Ukaavach pereach, a flying dust. Vikachalom yof, like a fleeting dream. That's us. In other words, we're nothing. Va'ata, you, hu melech, you're the king. Keil chai v'kayim. And then we speak all about how great Hashem is. There's no end to your years. And we can't imagine how great you are, etc. So I'm just going to, on the last point here, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say like this. So the Or HaChaim says there are three levels of praising Hashem in the next world. The lowest level are the angels. Higher than the angels are the neshamos. Those neshamos that never came to the world yet, and the neshamas of people who left the world but did what they were supposed to do on this world. They praise Hashem. The highest level are us. We have the neshamas inside of us, and we have a guf, we have a body. The body tries to schlep us down, drag us down to this world. And if we are able, even though we're like have a magnet to pull us down to the lowness of this world, and we're able still to praise Hashem, so that's what Hashem wishes for the most. So the highest level of praising Hashem is man who's living now, not the ones who are going to live, and not the ones who lived already and finished their lives, but us, we who are in the middle of our lives, and we're being dragged down on one end, and yet we raise ourselves to praise Hashem. That's when we say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Kedusha starts right afterwards. That's what Hashem wants. The pasuk says, "Kael elakei haruchos lechol baser." You know what the greatness of Hashem is? That He receives praise from. He's the God of the ruach of the neshama lechol baser. That's connected to the guf. If that person who's connected to his guf, if he can praise Hashem, that's the highest honor that Hashem can get, and that's what he looks forward through to the most. That's why we end off. Who are we? We're like a broken piece of pottery. We're nothing. We're so low. We're baser v'dam. We have a yetzahar in us, and yet va'atahu melech keil chai v'kayim. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. We are sanctifying you. That's what our Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. Now, there, I saw a very nice chart. It says the Rishoners said, "V'siskor kol hanishkachos." The book is opened up, and he remembers everything that's forgotten. So he says, the things that people pride themselves. Oh, I did this. I did this big thing. Hashem doesn't look so much at that. What you forgot, what you are not focusing on, and you're it's not a big deal. You don't even think it's a big deal. Hashem remembers everything. He doesn't want you to go around boasting, I did this and I did that. What you forget, you gave somebody a ride in your car, big deal. You don't even think about it. No, Hashem's that is Vesiskar, he remembers kol hanishkachos. Whatever a person doesn't boast and whatever a person forgets about, that's what Hashem focuses on. That's what he gives him the most reward for. Now, it says here, Me'elov Yikarei, the book of remembrance, the chronicles, it reads by itself. It tells you what the person did, and he signs everything. So one of the great rebbes, his name was the Shefa Chaim of Tzanz. So he said he used to read these words a little different. Not Ume'elov Yikarei will be read by itself, but Me'elov Yikarei'a with an ayin at the end instead of an aleph. It will tear up by itself. What does he mean? So he said that there are there are many things that we do that we don't even realize we're doing. Meaning, there's a sefer as a chronist, there's a chronicle, there's a history book, what you did this past year. That's written in there, everything, and you know the things you did. But there are other things that you get credit for that you don't even know about. In other words, somebody sees that you're benching, you're looking in a sitter, and you're thinking what you're saying. And they see it, and they copy what you're doing. They say, you know, you're saying Tehillim. You're sitting on a subway, and instead of wasting your time, you have a Tehillim open, and you're saying Tehillim. And the other person sees that. And they say, you know, I should do the same thing. That's me'elov. That's mitzvahs that come by themselves. You didn't even do anything. Nothing. The other person was influenced by seeing you as a role model. Those mitzvahs will also, you'll be credited. And what will they cause? Yikareya, they will tear up the Gzar Din. The Gzar Din that was supposed to go against you. The Averis you did that are written in the Sefer HaZichronos will get torn up. And the Gzar Din will be torn up because you are a role model for good. I once said it here in Ashir, and this pshat bears out what I said. My Rebbe, Reb David Kronos, asked a question. There's a contradiction in Chazal. One Gemara says, if I cause you to do a mitzvah, I get more reward than you. The other Chazal says, if I cause you to do a mitzvah, I get equal reward to you. And where do we learn that from? We learn it from Moshe and Aaron. And Hashem said to Moshe, take the stick with which you hit the Nile River. So the Chazal say, wait a second, Moshe didn't hit the Nile because he had a Koretz HaTov. The Nile River saved him, right? When he was put into the river, he didn't drown in the river. So he couldn't hit the river, which helped save his life that he wasn't killed. So Chazal say Aaron hit the river. So why does it say Moshe hit the river? The answer is, who told Aaron to hit the river? Moshe. So Moshe caused Aaron to do the mitzvah of hitting the river, which was God's will. So it's considered as if Moshe hit the river. So if I cause you to do a mitzvah, I get equal reward to you. So the question is, which one is it? Do I get more reward than you, or do I get equal reward? So my Rebbe, Rav David Kronglass, in his Sefer Divrei David and Dagdama said that it depends. You take a person is not religious, and you spend hours and hours with the person convincing them that they have to bench. When you eat, you have to thank Hashem who gave you this to eat. So, and then they finally decide, okay, they're going to bench. They take an NCSY bencher, and they don't even know how to read Hebrew, but it's transliterated over there. They have a million NCSY benches in the world, unbelievable, in different languages. And the person is a Baal Tshuva, and they started to bench. When that person benches, you put so much effort to make them a Baal Tshuva that you get more reward for their benching even than what they do. But what about if a person's from? You don't have to convince them to bench. The only thing is, you see, they ate a sandwich. And as soon as they finished eating, they jump up to go back to work. And you say, hey, wait, don't forget to bench. He said four words. Don't forget to bench. For those four words, you don't get more reward than the person who benches. But without you, she would have forgotten to bench. So there you get equal reward to what she did, just to saying four words. That's what, so, and that very good proof. From where? From Moshe and Aaron. When Moshe told Aaron to hit the river, he didn't have to convince Aaron. He didn't have to spend hours convincing him. He told him, Hashem wants you to hit the river. He jumped up, he ran to hit the river to make the plagues, to turn the river to dam in the Makkas. So you didn't have to convince Aaron, but just because Moshe was the one who told Aaron to do it, he gets equal reward. If I remind you to bench and I don't convince you, I don't get more reward, I get equal reward. If I convince you and spend a lot of energy and time, then I even get more. Until here is what my Rebbe said. So what I wanted to add is, that sometimes you can get reward, you don't even say four words. If you are a good role model to someone, and that person says, oh, I should do the same thing as that that as you're doing, whatever you're doing, a mitzvah, you gave tzedakah, you whatever you did, and that person says, you know, I should really do that also. So just by being a good role model, you didn't convince the person, you didn't even say four words to the person. For that also, you get equal schar to what that person does. And this pshat that I just saw from the Baal Shefa Chaim from Tzanz corroborates what I just said, because that's what he learns is the pshat here. The Sefer HaZichronis will open up in the Sanatoykev, it'll open up, that's what you did, and you remember, and you know about it, and you wrote it down every night when you went to bed. That's the Sefer HaZichronis. Ume Elov, but those mitzvahs that you got by yourself, they came by themselves. You don't even know about the mitzvah because you don't even know that other person took you as a role model and copied you. But you get equal reward to what they did. And they have a power. He used to read it, not yikare, it will read, but he read it yikareya with an ayin. They have a power to tear up the Gzar Din. If you served as a good role model that others learned from you, and those are mitzvahs that you don't even remember about it. But Hashem knows about it. Hashem says, Rachel learned this from Leah. So Leah gets reward for being a good role model. That's the me'elov. That's the mitzvahs that come to you by themselves that you didn't even do anything to get the mitzvahs. Hashem gives you the mitzvah. So this pshat fits in with what I said before. Now, finally, we're going just to focus on the words at the end of Nisan HaTokev, where we say the following: Adam yisoyde me'ofer v'soyfil ofer. Man comes from earth and he goes back to the earth. So many people get very emotional and they start crying when they read these words, and the question is why. We'll see you in a minute. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, he didn't cry there. He cried by the next words. B'nafsha yavi lachmoy. He puts his life in danger just to get parnasa. He says that's where you should cry. Why? He understood it means that for parnasa, I give up my nefesh. My nefesh is people who would want to be spiritual, who would want to be involved in ruchnius, who would want to learn, who would want to do mitzvahs. But they're so busy earning a living, they get up early in the morning, they come back exhausted at night, they have no strength at night to do anything. They just fall asleep so they can get up early the next morning. So, b'nafsha yavila, for his nefesh, he gives up his nefesh, his real soul, for his parnasa. He says that is something to cry about because you're losing all that ruchnius. However, I'm quoting here from Rav Meir Mijikov. He understood it different. This is a limud zchus. We say to Hashem, Hashem, please, we didn't learn enough this year. We didn't do enough mitzvahs this year. But you know why? There's a mitigating factor. You have to take in consideration that b'nafsha yavi lachmoy, because of my, I had to earn parnasa. I had to put food on the table. So because of that, I wasn't able to do it. So please take that in consideration. It wasn't that I didn't want to do the mitzvahs. I didn't want to learn. I didn't have strength. I didn't have time because b'nafsha yavi lachmoy. And finally, the Chedushe Arim says a beautiful pshat. And I see the Art Scroll has this pshat, brings it down as well. I'm reading it from a different sefer, but he brings it also. He says, why do we cry? People cry when they say, Adam Yisraelim Ofer, V'soifel Ofer. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky didn't cry there. But why do other people cry there? He said, what's so terrible? A person comes from dust, he goes back to dust. The answer is that earth that you came from But there's people who mine gold from Earth. If you go into the Earth in certain places, you'll find gold. That the tragedy is when we were made from Earth, and at the end of our life, we go back to Earth. We haven't mined the gold. We didn't take out of the Earth the gold. In other words, we didn't make our lives that they should be a terrific life, that we did mitzvahs and we did gemilas chasad and we helped other people. We went back the way we came. That's what you have to cry about. That's why people cry there. I came from Earth and I'm going back to Earth. The gold, that opportunity that I could do mitzvahs, and that's why I was sent down to this world. I missed the opportunity. I'm just the same as I was when I came to the Earth. That is something. That's why he said people cry at this point in the Nesana Taikev. Adam Yisoidim Me'ofer V'Soifil Ofer. We should be Zoicha, that the Nesana Taikev should be over us, and we should all be inscribed through Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedaka. My Virnus Rag is there. We should all have a happy and healthy new year. And Shana Tova Masuka, Lanu Ulachol Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.